So in our level two, it's how do you feel the cranial wave? So I took all these cranial courses. I don't know what I'm feeling on a horse. They're chewing, they're munching, they're moving around, they're breathing. When I connect with the horse and I close my eyes, like on the hind end, does it even feel like I'm touching a live sentient being? Or does it feel like I'm touching like the dead horse hide rug on the ground? So today when you go out there and you connect with the hind end, you're gonna be like, I can't even tell it's a live horse if I close my eyes. That's how shut down the cranial wave is in the horse. They don't have any energy flowing to the hind end. How is the horse supposed to have healing for hock stifles and hips? And how is it supposed to have any power or life force going to the hind end? If the atlas and axis are out, it's compressing the dural tube where your cranial sacral energy is going to the hind end. So when I took cranial classes and they didn't do atlas and axis and first rib thoracic outlet, it would take like 20-25 minutes to get any energy flowing to the hind end. And that's what you did yesterday with the hands on the hips. But it came on faster because we'd already done the release and we'd already done the level one body work. If you were to go do that on a horse that hasn't had any of that, you'd be like, oh my goodness, it's just so dead compared to the horse yesterday. Yesterday we saw how they didn't have a groove running down their spine, and by the time we were done, they were getting those grooves running down the spine. You always want to see that groove all the way down through the butt. When it disappears in this area of the back, it's because the psoas is so in spasm from the ilium ischium bones up, right? And then you lose the groove right there. So it was really nice going, wow, it's only been 2 hours. They got their groove back. So head occiput, like on a person if was laying here in sacrum, your cranial wave between 6 and 14 times a minute is like that. So in the classes, they'll call it flexion and extension. That to me was kind of like geometry. Didn't really work. When I close my eyes and I see it, it looks like an infinity, like a little roller coaster that kind of goes like this. And when I connect with the body, it'll be glitchy, like it's really slow to get that energy going through there. Kind of comes down around, a little So I'm gonna hold it and just give it love and light and energy until it's kind of gone like this. We're gonna connect with people today, and once four people have hooked up to you, you can find it in others. So the most important thing is finding it on someone on the table that's still before you go out to a horse, and then feeling it yourself in your body. So everyone's gonna get a session today and tomorrow, okay, on the table. At that time, we can make sure that your first ribs are in. Your first rib impinges a thoracic outlet. So Jean in the UK, who's a cranial expert, found me because everything kept coming to under the horse's left shoulder here where the vagus and laryngeal nerve come, and that creates the horses that roar of being compressed, but I was the only one on the internet talking about first rib. So she flew from London to Sacramento to take a class. Okay, so all you're gonna do, either sitting or standing, remember turn on, please show me my yes, please show me my no. Ask your angels, guides, God, whatever you believe is your higher power and your higher self. Please help me find my own cranial wave in this warm water. And you should eventually kind of feel it go from like your right hand to your left hand. You can ask your divine pendulum. If you look at me, I start weaving. And that's how I can find a horse's cranial wave. Please help me find my wave. And you just let go and you let your pendulum just move you. In babies and young horses, it's really fast. And in old people, it's really slow. So this is all about your life force. And you want to hold that until you don't feel any glitches. And if you don't feel it at first, no worries. For those of you in level three, we use the energy inside the fluid through the brain to push the cranial bones free from the inside out. Does anybody feel themselves just kind of gently rocking back and forth? Isn't that cool? We just have to be present in the moment with the horse and ask to find their wave. So if you remember, I wasn't very sensitive when I started all this work, but I was very stubborn. So I was going to find a way to teach people how to find this when they didn't even know what it was. With cranial, you have respiration, which is your breathing. You have your pulse, which is your heart. And the cranial wave is just that little something else that's moving. It's kind of like listening to a flute in a concert. If you didn't know what a flute was, and someone said, "Hey, that flute's pretty neat," you would know what it was. But if your roommate was a flute player, you would definitely know what a flute was. So we're just going to teach you to find that flute. Remember to breathe. Like your yes and no answers, you can ask your higher power. Don't quite feel it. Could you please help me find a bigger wave? Deeper, bigger breaths, a little faster, and see if the wave changes. Anybody want to report what they're feeling? More relaxation with deep breathing? Awesome. We have tendencies to be shallow breathers. You're not filling your oxygen. You're not filling your lungs. That whole deep breathing tells your fascia to relax. And the short, hollow breathing is the fight or flight, right? So that's your signal to your body. So if I can't go to sleep at night, busy brain, or your children can't go to sleep, just put your hand on your heart and do your breathing and listen for your heartbeat, and it brings an inner focus. I'll just be okay, where's my heartbeat? And I focus on that and I'm out, and it turns off busy brain.
You know, as I look here and see the air bubbles, It's not, the air bubbles are not moving as I feel the waves. It's not like the movement of the water from my arms against my side of my breath moving it. They are not moving at all.
But there's a vibration going through. And when we get you guys on the table, you guys are only like at 30%. So of course you wouldn't want to go help other horses. All I can do to get through my day. Same thing with the horses. Your horse may be winning at this event, but not for long because it's using absolutely everything in its life force to do this job for you.
That is so cool.
You know, and then the joint injections and the ulcer guard medicine, because they're, so most of the horses that have ulcers are internalizing emotions and they're in pain. So we work on that, and then the clay and the trace minerals and happy in the body, and then hanging a hay net so that they can always nibble, because an ulcer, it hurts to have an empty stomach and only be fed at like 8 and 5. Mm-hmm. So all of those things need to come in for the body to heal. Anybody else want to report what they're feeling?
Mm-hmm. I'm not really feeling how to articulate
my hands, but I'm...
Hold on. Hold on.
I don't know how to articulate anything, so I felt it.
Good. Peaceful. Mm-hmm. Loving. That's all it is. If you've ever done Reiki or any kind of other energy, it's going to be like a bright fluorescent light compared to cranial sacral. When we connect with the body, it's more like we're holding the light and the cranial wave is coming to us and we're just sending it with love. So if you come in with Reiki hands, the horse will go like this. It's like a loud concert instead of a soft flute. So we have to think in our mind, okay, turn my energy down a little or be a little farther from the horse. So if you just had a double espresso, it's probably not a time to go work on a horse. You're not going to be that quiet, peaceful. You don't want to be in a barn aisle with barking dogs. You want to say, let's go in the horse's stall where you can have that peace and get in that zone. You're not going to be doing a cranial session in cross ties. So in a stall, nice, quiet environment where the horse feels safe and they'll go into the zone with you quicker than, you know, people running by and hay trucks going by. If you're there at 4 p.m. and it's feeding time, make sure they fed your horse before you got there. Because you really want them to go into the zone and feel that. It's like you saw that yesterday with just the level one stuff. Some of those horses, you'd walk away and they'd come back with their head and go, more please. It's love, it's an aphrodisiac, it's a pain decreaser. So the best thing you can do at local barns, 4-H, whatever, is on the first Saturday of the month, I have a sign-up sheet for 5 people. I'm doing a free horse yoga clinic. If you have 20, no one will sign up. If you limit it to 5, people will sign up. Name and phone number, please. I'll be confirming with you the night before. And you just have the barn owner take a picture of it and text it to you so you can confirm with the people. On the 15th of the month or the second Saturday, I'll be doing a cranial clinic. And you just take them through what we did yesterday. And just them seeing the change in their horse, oh my God, I did this. And you empowering them. Okay, but now I know my horse has glitches. Would you fix it? So empowering the people and bring them into the horse, because everybody's like, yeah, I love my horse. I give him a carrot. I brush him. Well, I'm sorry, but that's like giving a prostitute flowers. Hope this makes you feel better. Let's go for a ride. Okay, where if he came in and rubbed the foot and did a massage, you're going to get a much better ride. So this is letting the owners know that it's actually a sentient being when they've just been labeled as a working horse before. And they just see the change, and the horse starts looking at them, and they start looking at the hands, and the horses are sniffing their hands like there's magic coming out of their hands. They're like, oh my God, my horse is so happy to see me now. I cried the next day when I went to a stall. Instead of standing there shut down, he was engaged with deep, dark eyes and looking at me like, what are we going to do today, Mom? I want to learn more. Great. Come to the next clinic. When you give 1 free hour of your time or 90 minutes, you're going to have a huge following. But you're having them do the physical work for 2 hours of your time. But limit it to 5 people. Everybody wants what is very limited. Have quality connection with 5 people, not 15.
And you take them through the level 1 and 2 stuff for the 2 hours?
No, so you're going to have a yoga, just the horse stretching, which is going to let them know that the horse has body issues.
Right.
But when you teach them the yoga, they're not going to watch a video and try and go do because they're afraid of doing it wrong.
Okay.
So when you take 5 people through 1 hour of horse yoga, you know, here's the carrot stretch. You don't just do it once. Every time you do it, the horse is going to go an inch further. Here's the leg circles. This is how you're going to keep your horse healthy, sound, and rideable through their 30s. My horse can't do the yoga. Yeah, there's a few glitches, you know, and I have time today or next Tuesday. We can work on that and then come to my next yoga clinic. You will have a following because you gave first, but it's only 90 minutes of your time. Okay, and then you say, and on the second Saturday, we do cranial. So I give you guys permission not to give out printed stuff, but to show them the handholds. You can make a banner with the handholds so they see the next one that they go to, but you're going to take the banner with you so that you're in demand. Okay, we're going to be doing this one. What do you feel? It's the first time ever they're going to be fully present with the horse, not on their phone, not thinking about this, and the horse feels a connection because they're fully present for 1 hour with them. None of the horse owners are. I gave him a carrot, I brushed him, and we go ride because I need to get out of my busy day. I need to go ride my horse for my relief. The horse is like, I'm already having a bad day and my hip hurts, but that doesn't seem to matter to you. You come in and you teach them this, and they're like, oh my God, he just moves so beautifully the next day. What else can I do? Well, we could do some bomb sweats because his feet are out of balance. Great. It's just one little thing at a time. If you are going to be working on horses, carry the products, carry the cut-up plastic, carry the tape, and show them how to do a bomb sweat. They are not going to go watch a video. We are too overwhelmed. Okay, I can show you this 4-minute video on my phone, and then I'm happy to do it for you once you buy the product. I will open the can, I will put it on for you, and you will see how easy it is. They're like, oh my God, that took 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. Here's the pattern and the size of the plastic and the type of plastic you should use. If they're in a stall and not turned out in mud, they can just do it with the tape without the rubber bell boots. In a week, they're going, wow, there's more spring in their step. Because we're getting rid of the arthritis in their feet. What else can I learn? Cool? They're not going to go on a website and buy something. Here's your trace minerals. Here's your balm. Let me show you how to use it. Spend 5 to 10 minutes more quality time with that person, you're going to have help in following. And guess what? I'm going out of town and I need a pet sitter. Would you like to do that for me? Oh, I would do anything for you. You've helped me so much with my horse. Everybody's like, I can't leave. I have all this. I don't have the money for that. When you give to the community, they will give back to you. And then you've already trained someone that knows how to take care of your horse. How cool is that, right? Because I get people that say, I just can't find anyone for my horses and dogs. Put it on your Facebook page if you already have friends. I'm going to go to this amazing horse class, and I will give your horses a free session when I get back if you could come and do this for me. Yes! I get to sleep at your house and love on your horses, and you're going to come take care of mine? Yes! How cool is that, right?